Hola amigos y amigas, welcome back to our podcast, Cultura. We're going to talk about what we like and what we don't like. ¿Qué nos gusta y qué no nos gusta? Most of the time, the sports, food, social, and cultural activities that we like are connected to the society that surrounds us and the way in which we have been raised. In this section, we will not generalize what those activities are, but we will provide the most common activities that some Spanish-speaking countries or societies tend to prefer, and also our own. So, let's talk about sports first.
Spanish speaker countries are known to like football or soccer. Actually, Mexico is the main sport. Football, soccer is huge. We say football, that's the way we pronounce it. And we all have our local team and we really support our national team, regardless the result of if we haven't won any important tournament. But I think this is something that we can compare to the Colombia and Peru situation. How is football in your countries?
In Colombia, football is a religion, basically. And I have one in Colombia. We love Peruvian soccer. So because when I was a children, we have Peruboli. Peruboli was in TV cable. And the majority of mostly channels are from Peru. So we had the opportunity to watch games from Peru, and for us it's very important in Colombia the soccer, the football.
So you may hate me now, but for me football is not really important. It is for most Peruanos. However, me and my family are not really into football. Is women's football very popular in your countries like it is in Australia with the Matildas?
Johnny mentioned that football is a religion in Colombia. That's true. I grew up watching football. We pronounce it football, but I don't like it that much. It's my father's thing. In the past, women's football was not that popular, but today it is because women's team is so much better than the men's teams. And it's true, right? Johnny is a fan of our female team.
Yes, in Mexico, I think it's becoming a big thing as well. But also in Mexico, because our relation with the U.S., we followed a lot of the U.S. sports. We followed a lot American football, basketball, baseball, and we are like very influenced by all these sports. So as entertainment, but also to play them as well. So I used to play American football when I was a kid, for example. Not very good, but I mean, I used to play that sport.
Now that you say baseball, that reminds me that there is fantastic baseball players from Cuba and República Dominicana playing in major baseball leagues in the U.S. Also, we're starting to see Latin American players in basketball playing in the NBA, which is great that, you know, we have also fantastic players representing our country. Abraham, I heard that diving is really impressive in Mexico. Is that true or is just a tale?
It is true. We can see in the Olympics that it's big diving. Some people consider that it could be a national sport because we have really great divers, clavadistas, we will say it in Spanish. But yeah, it's and I don't know the history, but it's interesting that it's big diving in Mexico.
Oh, fantastic. That could be your homework and find out why diving is so important in Mexico, particularly when they jump from really high cliff. which is amazing to watch.
I would like to mention that Colombia has amazing sports people in different sports, like cycling, for example, but it's not something that is covered by the media. So that is something that is sad. We have great people in different fields, but it's football, the one that gets, you know, all the cameras and all the spotlight.
Now that you say cycling, Natalia, I remember when I was in Bogota, on Sundays, they close the roads so people can go inside.
That's fantastic. They do it in all the cities of Colombia, especially, well, I'll talk about my city, which is Medellin. They do it in Bogota every Sunday. Every Sunday, they close the streets and we call it the ciclovía, like the cycling path. But it's not only for cyclists, it's for everyone. So that's something we used to do. Yes, to go to the ciclovía and you see families and friends and children and people walking their dogs, like doing a route around the city. It was created to encourage people to go out and do outdoor activities like walking or cycling.
While listening to music or not?
Absolutely, yes. Listening to music and roll skaters. I mean, you see all kind of people like, you know, taking advantage or profiting from that space.
That's very interesting because the same happened in Peru, especially after COVID. Some of the main avenues are closed during Sundays and you can see entire families just cycling or walking around. Which in a mainly car-driven city is an amazing perspective to have.
Fantastic. In El Salvador, we don't do much cycling, but what people tend to do, especially young people, is surfing, like in Australia. Abraham was talking about music. What about music, Abraham?
Yes, I wanted to talk about that because music is huge in Mexico. It's music everywhere. You can be walking, whatever you pass, there's music being played. We love music in all the levels. While you're working, when you are even resting, when you are with friends, we always have some music in the background. Some cumbias, maybe not as Colombian cumbias, but we have our kind of cumbias and other rancheras, banda music, and also more these days reggaeton, if you like reggaeton songs. And yeah, how is it in Peru?
So there's music everywhere. So for example, if you would go to the market, especially on a Saturday or Sunday morning, you would have music. It's usually boleros, bachata. We also have our version of cumbia or salsa. That's the main types of music that you can hear everywhere.
Colombia is very rich in music genres created in Colombia. So as Abraham said, we have, I don't know if call it noisy, but everywhere you go, there are people playing music and sometimes you don't know what to listen to because music is competing. Like neighbors play music really loud and that's very common. We have normalized playing music all the time. Colombia has music, like every region or every town has their own music or their own dancing. One example would be a vallenato, a very loved music genre in our country. We have joropo, bambuco, cumbia, porro, etc. We have a lot of music genre.
But also Colombia has a point in the country that is famous for foreign music. For instance, tango. The tango is from Argentina. Mm-hmm. But in Colombia, Medellin is the capital of tango. And you can find a lot of places in the city to listen tango. And there are a festival of tango. And in my neighborhood, for instance, there are a beautiful house called La Casa Gardeliana in honor of Carlos Gardel, one of the most important singers of the tango. Medellin also is one of the or the reference in the world of the reggaeton. Reggaeton is from Puerto Rico, but now Medellin is the new cuna of reggaeton. Yeah, and also for instance, Cali is the capital of salsa. You find in Cali is very important to dance salsa. It's the way two people meet around this rhythm.
Yeah. Oh, does anybody dance those type of music? Because I'm really bad at dancing.
Yeah, but we in un aguardientico, no problem. Can dance whatever.
¿Qué es aguardientico?
Aguardiente is the traditional liquor of Colombia.
We have a traditional drink as well, made of corn and pineapple, that you leave there for a while and then you drink it. Do you have anything similar like that?
Aguardiente is based on rice.
Oh, okay. Exactly.
Yeah. Oh. But in Mexico, now that you mention it, Glenda, we have what we call tepache, which is a fermented pineapple, basically with some sugar. That's one of the many drinks we have because, of course, the majority of you might know that tequila and mezcal are the most popular drinks, liquors in Mexico.
In Peru, we have pisco, which is destilado de uva. I would say it's similar to aguardiente. And in more traditional small towns, we have fermented fruit, which is called chicha.
Chicha, yes.
We have chicha too.
Something interesting is that we started talking about music and that it ended talking about alcohol or liquor, and that's very common. Because when there is music and dancing and people gathering like friends, there is also different kinds of liquor and food. So there is always a relation between dancing and music and alcohol.
Yes, and food in moderation. In moderation. All right. So here in Australia, is there anything that you do for fun? Or do you practice any sport, or do you go to nightclubs, or you listen to any particular music that probably you're missing? Very briefly, share with us.
So for me, it would be activities outdoor. So I like, I'm starting to like going hiking and going swimming. Outdoor swimming pools. And I also like going to the beach because it reminds me of home.
All right. Something that surprised me a lot about Melbourne is that it's full of parks and reserves. And I love green spaces. So one of my favorite activities is just to take a walk and see which park I will encounter and then stay there and maybe just walking the city, seeing the architecture is one of the things I love the most here. I think this is something you can do here in Melbourne.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. I agree with Natalia. Public spaces are great in Melbourne to walk around, to look around. Nature is fantastic as well. Every time we have an opportunity to go outside and take a walk. But also in the city, I guess, because it's where I spend the majority of my time, I like it to go to do some sports as Christina, go for a swim or going for a climb, which is something that I really like to do. So climbing when my knee and my body allow me, it's what I do in the afternoon. So yeah. What about you, Johnny? Have you started doing any sport activity here in Melbourne?
Not yet, but it's my purpose. It may be foodie, like you want to practice foodie, and I want to play soccer, football, but I enjoy a lot of activities in Melbourne. Melbourne for me is a very interesting city. Walking in the downtown, in the CBD is perfect for me. visit bars, listen any kind of music, explore tastes with food. I love it.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for sharing a little bit of certain activities like sports and music about your country. So, nos vemos en la próxima. Hasta luego.